Well, welcome back to Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host. Glad you're making us part of your Saturday. Always a pleasure. When I get to welcome Marcia Neal back to the studio, senior agent of Vibrant USA. That is a company, just in case you don't know, it specializes in Medicare health insurance and getting you ready for Medicare. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you,
okay?
Bill?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. So it's good to see you again.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great to have the opportunity, Bill, to share information about Medicare and let people know that Vibrant USA is here as a resource to help seniors navigate their insurance options. Our agency focuses on Medicare and the individual insurance market. We are dedicated to staying unbiased and helping folks enroll in the right plans for their needs.
It's always helpful. You know, that's what you guys are here for, you know, to help people. All right. Correct me if I'm wrong. We're not in the open enrollment season, right?
We're not.
Okay. All right. So... I guess that there's folks that probably new to Medicare you're going to be chatting with this time of year. As a matter of fact, let me ask you that. When should people, okay, we're not in the open enrollment period right now. Well, when should people start thinking about enrolling in Medicare? Like, I don't know, when should they get in touch with you guys if they need to know more about the process?
Okay, great question. So if someone is turning 65 and on an individual health insurance plan, they will want to enroll in Medicare when they turn 65. Mm-hmm. Those folks have an enrollment window the 3 months before their birth month, and 3 months after. We recommend signing up for Medicare through Social Security 2 to 3 months before your birthday month to avoid any delays. We can then explain their options for insurance, health, and drug plans to go along with their Medicare. If they are already collecting their Social Security benefit checks, they will automatically be enrolled in Medicare, and their ID card should arrive about 3 months before their birth month. If someone is still working and on an employer plan with more than 20 employees, they can wait to enroll. We are seeing people wait longer to retire these days, so it's very common to continue on the company plan after they turn 65. Mm-hmm. People are eligible for Medicare when they turn 65, but if they are still working and have employer coverage, they can delay their Medicare.
Well, that poses another question. Let's say you don't enroll when you turn 65, but you're retiring maybe, you know, I don't know, 67, 68, you know, a couple of years later. What, you have a different timeline then?
Yeah, so when you leave or lose your group coverage, you have 8 months after your coverage ends to enroll into Medicare Part B and choose a plan to go along with it. However, waiting may leave you without coverage, so you want to make sure that you do it on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard possibly a penalty. Maybe they'll come and take both your cars and your house and your land and everything else if you don't enroll in Medicare on time, Part B or maybe Part D. Am I maybe going over the top as far as the penalty? It's not quite that severe.
It's not that severe. Well, it's not your house, but
right.
True, there are penalties if you do not enroll in Medicare Part B or Part D, a prescription drug plan, when you are eligible. However, if you have employer coverage with more than 20 employees, it is very unlikely you will incur a penalty. Hmm. If your group plan is as good as or better than Medicare, and most of them are, that is considered creditable coverage. And as long as you can provide proof you had that coverage, you won't be penalized.
I am wiping the sweat from my brow. I have been relieved here. Is there the option to go on Medicare instead of the group plan that I'm on if I'm working past my supposed retirement age of 65? Or is that even a good idea?
That's definitely something to think about. You will want to compare your current coverage, your premiums, and out-of-pocket cost to decide whether it would make sense to, one, stay on your group plan and delay your Medicare, two, go on Medicare and have it coordinate benefits with your group plan, or three, leave your group coverage and enroll in Medicare and a Medicare insurance plan. So anytime you decide to leave your company plan, you'll have a special enrollment period, even if you are still working.
Mm-hmm.
So you can leave at any time. Yeah, you can leave at any time. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I like it that you're in here to clear up the confusion, because when I start watching all the TV ads with Joe Namath and J.J. Walker, Dynamite, I get totally befuddled, and I'm like, well, I feel like I'm going to pick up that phone and call them, and they're going to solve all my problems. Or at least if I give them my zip code, yeah. I'll figure. Those ads drive me nuts. Anyway, you guys at Vibrant USA, I know you can help somebody decide what is best for them and their circumstances, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's exactly what we do. We educate our clients on all of their options, and often clients choose to stay on their employer plan if it's better coverage than what they will receive with Medicare and the plans we sell. And as people near their 65th birthday or retirement, we really encourage attending one of our Medicare 101 seminars. We host free bi-monthly seminars via live online meetings, and it's a great way to learn the Medicare basics. They can also visit with one of our local agents in person, by phone or video chat, or we also post informational videos on the basics of Medicare on our website at vibrantusa.com.
Excellent. So outside of the fact that I should probably not call a telephone number that J.J. Walker or Joe Namath or Frazier or Captain Kirk.
Yeah, he's on there.
Gave me. Is there anything else I ought to be thinking about if I'm already on Medicare?
Good point. So everyone is trying to enjoy the summer, and insurance is probably the last thing on their mind.
Yeah.
But the annual enrollment period will be here soon. In late September, early October, folks on a Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D drug plan need to keep an eye out for their 2023 notification of changes. This document will highlight any changes their plan is making for January. After reviewing the changes, if they decide they want to make a change, a plan change, they can give us a call and schedule a time in October to review their plan options. 2023 plan information becomes available October 1st. Anyone wanting to make a change for January has from October 15th until December 7th to submit an application for a new plan on January 1st.
And you know, the COVID thing canceled a lot of in-person fun events over the last couple of years. And I know you guys are always involved in things like that. It is my understanding that Senior Day in the park in Ferndale went face-to-face.
It did. So
you guys were involved with that, right?
We are. Yeah. The Senior Day in the park at Hovander Homestead Park was held August 3rd, mm-hmm. and was a great success. Attendees enjoyed a lot of useful handouts and information from vendors. Activities were held throughout the day, like garden tours and cornhole. The live band was playing during lunch, which was wonderful, and just a lot of laughter throughout the day.
Now, is there something else coming up?
There is. Skagit County will be holding their Senior Day in the park on August 18th mm-hmm. at Maven Park in Burlington. I would encourage any listeners in the Skagit area to take the time to attend. There will be over 50 vendors with useful information about senior-related services, fun handouts, and what a fun way to spend a day. It has been 2 years since these events were held, so just nice to see these community events coming back.
Yeah, face-to-face, we're doing our best to whatever the new normal is. So if anybody needs help with Medicare, maybe individual insurance, or how to get Joe Namath off my TV, can they call you? What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Right. So again, we're still offering free educational online seminars twice a month, one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m. These seminars are a great way to learn the basics of Medicare, or we also post the videos on the website at vibrantusa.com. But they can also find the dates of these events being happening by calling us mm-hmm. And either setting up an appointment with one of our local agents at 866-733-5111, or visit our website or find us on Facebook.
Has anybody called you and tried to give you their zip code yet?
We usually ask for the zip code.
I refer back because that's what the paid actors on the TV spots. I just called and gave them my zip code, and I found out I get a free car, you know. Anyway, it's always good seeing you, Marcia.
Thanks, Bill.
Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, and we will continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.